It's Thursday, December 6th. This is SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm George Kearns with a recap of this morning's South Carolina headlines. Well, most officials agree that it's going to be a wet weekend, but what kind of precipitation and where it might be are still a bit in question. Rain and high tide could bring a coastal flooding situation to the low country on Sunday. The mountains and the upstate could see a wintry mix on Sunday night. Some of that may drift as far south as the northern Midlands. Stay tuned to South Carolina Public Radio for the latest as we approach this cold, wet weekend. House Speaker Jay Lucas says there was nothing personal behind his decision to change the leader of one of the most powerful committees in the State House. Lucas said yesterday that he felt changes needed to be made in dealing with the state budget, so he removed Representative Brian White of Anderson as chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Lucas says he thinks Representative Merle Smith of Sumter can renew the direction of the committee responsible for the state budget. Midlands authorities say several middle school students were involved in an off-campus shooting before school yesterday. Richland County deputies said no one was injured in the shooting near an apartment complex in Columbia. Deputies said the teens were students at Hand Middle School, about 4 miles away. Authorities are still investigating. They have not released any other details. In other news, some prosecutors in South Carolina say they may have an answer when it comes to magistrates who dismiss domestic violence charges involving same-sex couples. The Rock Hill Herald reports that at least 6 domestic violence cases involving same-sex defendants have been dismissed recently by York County magistrates, citing a South Carolina law that defines a couple as a man and a woman. And even though the state Supreme Court ruled that law unconstitutional in 2017, public defender Jeff Ziske argued that the Supreme Court ruling applies only to family court protection orders, not criminal cases. Prosecutor Jenny Desch says now they may just avoid magistrates altogether in these cases and seek grand jury indictments instead. Erskine College has announced a major scholarship opportunity for eligible high school seniors at some charter schools across the state. Tim Reese, Erskine's Dean of Enrollment, unveiled yesterday the Erskine Pilot Scholarship, a $100,000 four-year tuition scholarship at the Due West School. It's available to every senior graduating next year from a charter school authorized by Erskine's Charter Institute. A sole finalist is in line to become the first female president of the University of Minnesota. That university's Board of Regents has advanced Joan Gable, provost at USC, as the single finalist for the president's job. If selected, Gable would succeed current president Eric Kaler, who plans to step down next year. Authorities say they found Christmas lights stolen from a drive-through display at a Colleton County home in someone else's yard. Colleton County deputies said the items reported stolen this past weekend were found yesterday at a home about 7 miles away in Walterboro. No one was home at the time. No arrests have been made, but the investigation is continuing. And that's a look at your South Carolina headlines for the morning of Thursday, December 6th. For SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, I'm George Kearns.